The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. But they did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. I celebrated a funeral mass today for a couple who were good friends of mine from back in my days in Fredericksburg. And the first year that I came here to Springfield, they moved into Greenspring. And we had kind of a little reunion. It was so good to see them. The first reading they chose for their memorial mass today was from Ecclesiastes. The one everyone knows: for everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die. You know how it goes. But I decided to look a little further into that text of Scripture, and I found later in the reading a couple of lines which struck me as particularly significant. The writer says, "God has made everything appropriate to its time, but has put eternity into man's mind so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end." He explains, "We are given tasks by God to balance vanity with wisdom, to move from the finite to the eternal, from being self-centered to God-centered by the gift of time which unfolds event by event. As we would say in the church, from mystery of Christ to mystery of Christ." The time that we celebrate today on this first Sunday of Advent is different from the observance which we have just experienced as we reflected on the end of time in the past few weeks, although the readings seem similar. We were reflecting on our past and the need that we have to repent and to return. It is a theme that will return for us in the season of Lent. But this time of Advent is different. At this time of Advent, we recognize that the only way now that we can enter into the future actively, consciously, is through this present moment, now. In God, there is only now. There is no past, there is no future. This moment, this present moment, is what becomes future. So in St. Paul's letter today, he says, "Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." It is hard for us to imagine a world without hope of redemption, because we have grown up with knowledge in the love of Jesus Christ. But without that kind of hope, the world is truly dark. There was nothing we could do to remedy our condition. But every once in a while, in the darkness, a prophet Isaiah speaks of what is possible, of what is yet to come. And other prophets begin to build a case that hopeful change is coming. That somehow the centuries-old promise of God is at hand. And so it is that Jesus speaks in the gospel today. We might be tempted to put it off, this preparedness for the coming of Jesus. We might decide that at this particular moment in our lives, we're not good enough. We'll be able to prepare ourselves later. But as Jesus describes, people had no idea what was coming. What will happen? Like the flood. Any chance I get to put Noah's Ark on the cover of the bulletin, I do it, because kids love it. But the fact is this is an example of what the world was like before we had the promise, that people went about their lives just doing what they wanted to do, that idea of vanity not in balance with wisdom, and we see what happens. It's like the flood, or like those who are taken in life early. One stays here and one does not. Or those whose houses will be broken into. Here we talk about spiritual houses. If we don't keep our spiritual lives strong and active, other things move into our space. We must always be prepared, for we do not know the time of Jesus' coming. The time, except that we know his coming is now. Because his coming is in God's time. Advent is a season of anticipation. It is the time in which God acts, the time of God's now. God is coming. And for that reason, we have this somewhat ambiguous definition of when that will take place. The Son of Man, Jesus, is coming on the last day, as we have reflected on in the last few weeks. He is coming in the incarnation at his birth in Bethlehem, as we are now beginning to reflect on today. But he is coming even now, at this very moment, as we celebrate the Eucharist. All of these comings are now, and for it, we must remain alert and attentive.